Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Racing today at Scone as well. Gary Harley's going to be there. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. No fires on the way up today. We're nearly to Muswellbrook. Blue sky everywhere. Temperature probably about 26, 27. Absolutely perfect.
All right, fine, and a good three there today for Scone, which is great news. Now, the first, we pull out number one, Financial, three Prospectus Helmet, seven Jesse. Favourite, four St Anton, $1.60, eight Oakfield Chaparral, $4.80, nine Oakfield Empire, five, number two Caldero, $6.50, then 19 or better.
Looks a good thing, as the price suggests. St Anton looks too good for these, a reduced choice. Trained by Paul Massara for his dad, John. Went 2,000 for the first time at Canada the other day and folded in. Has been very unlucky in a few shorter races, 1,400s and 1,500s, two or three times at Tamworth and Scone. And this looks an easy race for him. So he's the one to beat. Number eight, Oakfield Chaparral, is a high Chaparral owned by Bruce McKenzie, the former mayor of Port Stephens, and Chris Lees trains it. Chris has put the blinkers back on today. Runs to the Muswellbrook Bell of the Rock last start, beat three lengths. Got a hampered one stage of the race. Got a check also. Should have finished a bit closer. It's second pick. Number nine, Oakfield Empire. Another one that Bruce owns. It could run a place. And number two, Caldero. He hit on it run the other day. It's on a quick backup from, was it Wyong that it ran? Yeah, Wyong on Saturday. So it's on a quick backup and it is a likely leader. 4, 8, 9, and 2.
All right, race two, and scratching number nine, Flying Cosmos. Favourite, four, Hasty Heart, 340. Number two, Fearless Miller, 350. One, Snicker Minaj, is 370. Six, Little Miss Nick, 650. $8 for Aubrey Skies, number three. Five, Janair, 850, then 21 or better.
I like Fearless Miller. Damien Lane came. First up from a spell. Ride, and I thought it trialled really good the other day at Wyong behind Land of Pressure. With three lengths off the lead, running second. Coming to the turn, the winner put a big gap on him. It was 5 or 6 off the lead. Bullock never let it go at any stage. It went to the line under its own steam. Good Kembler winner back in June. Placed at Gosford, then two. The form's okay. I think it can win from the good barrier. Number three for second, Aubrey Skies. Scone's its best track. I know it didn't do much first up, but RT replaces Tom Cherry today after the meeting was postponed. I think it'll run all right at a bit of odds. Hasty Heart for Kenny Parker. Muswellbrook the other day ran fourth first up. Robert rode it that day. Actually, it wasn't first up, but it did run fourth, beaten about 2.5. Made good ground in the last 200 there after being well back. And number one, Nicky Minaj, one of the favourites here for Stacey Metcalf and Rod Bailey. It was placed at Port Macquarie last start. 2, 3, 4, and 1.
Now, 7 Stoke, 10, number 8 Brooklyn, come out of the third event, and the favourite, 4, Mother's Day, 2 even, number 3 Arzu Ready, 420, 1, 2 up $5 with 6, nowhere to look, then out to 14 or better.
Best bet of the day, Mother's Day. Bit green here the other day, otherwise it would have won. It was heavily back here on debut here at Scone on October 25, coming from about $7 to $3.50. Rod Northam's got it. Robert Thompson rode it. It was very green during the run. Clip Peels at the 700, and there was a strong argument that it should have won. It'll be all the better for the run and a trial well prior to that race. Today it comes down to barrier 5 without RT aboard. It's the better of the day for me. It's firm right up. It went up 270 and the two scratchings were at double figures and it's come into $2 now. Mother's Day the best. Number 6, Nowhere to Look for Cav. Second pick on the bill. Trial well way back in March. That was its only trial and went really good at that day. Bucko rides it. Number 3, Arzu Ready for Chris Lees. It runs second at Tamworth after leading last start. Third run in a race today. It could run a place. And number 1, 2 up for Alan Denham. Two starts, two places. 4, 6, 3, 1.
Full Field, the fourth, three, Sir Clooney, $2. Number four, All Day, $5. One, St. Luke, is six, along with seven, Dan Roy. Then $9.50 for two, Tennessee Man. 13 or better, the rest.
Another good thing. Sir Clooney, Johnny Ramsey trains, Digger riding. Combination runs second in the VRCH. With Never Listen last Thursday. They're both in good form. This horse bolted in its debut run at Gunnedah on the 10th of October, over 1,300, won by four lengths, hit the ground running and bolted in, led all the way. Come to Newcastle, and it went too hard up front in a very strong race, a class one, and ended up tiring. They're back here today. I'm sure it won't go so hard. Third run in a race from barrier one. Diggers should be able to plant it away in between runners. If it doesn't lead, he should be able to give it a box seat on the fence. And I think it's too classy for this. All Day for Jeremy Sylvester. It ran okay last start when it ran second. And that was at Cessnock on Jungle Youth Day behind Marvellous, who's well in the betting in a race here today. Number seven, Dan Roy, good run of place. And one, St. Luke, stablemates, both trained by Michelle Fleming. Numbers 3, 4, 7, and 1.
Now, Two Perfect Style, non-accessory diva, come out of race 5. 5 Deviate, $2.25. Number 4, Night Ride, $4.20, along with 7 Magic Town. 1 Rastafarian, $7.50. 3 Who's Your Housemate, $8.50. Then 18 or better.
I'm giving Night Ride a chance here. At the end of last preparation, he was up over the mile. This is only a very short race, 900. But Alan Denham hasn't trialled him, hasn't raced since June. He's got good form on this track, a win and a second. Carries the famous white colours. And Jeff Penn's a riding. I reckon Alan's got him ready here. Otherwise, he would have put the apprentice on, Stacey. And he's put Jeff Penzer on. And I think it'll run well. Its form last time included a 2.5 length fourth to Pop Girl at Gosset, which would be good enough for. So in an open race, it on top. DVH's going to jump in the lead. I've got no doubt from barrier one. It's got terrific speed. Slightly disappointing the other day. But this 900 is right up its alley. It's going to be hard to run down here. Third pick, number 7, Magic Town, for Stephen Jones. It went well somewhere the other day, too. Magic Town. I went to Rosehill for a highway. It'll be 2.5 lengths by Ponka. Ponka's a fair horse, I'll give you the tip. And Jones is in form with a big win in the highway on Hit the Target on Saturday. Fourth pick, Rastafarian. Hasn't had a trial. No, it's had one run back, 2nd of November. Missed the kick at Newcastle behind Canunga. Held up early straight. Tell you what, the run was all right. Only got beat 2.5. It's some hope as well. Open race, small field, 4, 5, 7, and 1.
Righto, race 6. We put out 2 of them, Ego Dancer, number 6 and 10. It's easy. Now, the favourite is 13 Delecta, $3.20, 8 Autumn Rain, $3.50, 1 Hardio, $4, 11 One More for Luck, $5, 5 Chasing Comets, $8.50, and then $18 or longer.
Very keen on Delecta. The stablemate went up favourite, Autumn Rain, $3.60. Delecta went up $4.20. There's been continued support in the last 2 days for Delecta. The two scratchings, one was 50-1 and the other one 13. So they've obviously backed it. Here the other day, in its last run, Sean, second race start, got beat 2.3 by Rosa Savannah. Now, Rosa Savannah was our best bet that day, and it had come off a very good run at Kembla. Anthony Cummings has got it. Now, the Lecter got back fourth last. Gibbo rode it, and it got on the back of Rosa Savannah, the only danger to it. Very keen on Delecta. It was back for a stack and ended up starting favourite ahead of the early favourite, Rosa Savannah. Coming to about the 250, Rosa Savannah put 2 or 2.5 on it. Delecta couldn't keep in touch. And in the last 100, it was grinding away and give the impression it wanted the mile. And that's what it's got today. in an easier race. Barrier 1, Jimmo to ride, Jude will be hard to beat. Number 11 for second, one more for luck. Unlucky at Sestock. Small track beat it, tight track, and also got held up on the turn. Wants the track like Scone. Hard Yo for Johnny Ramsey, a chance. And number 8, the other one, which is Autumn Rain, the other one of Chris Lee's. 13, 11, 1 and 8.
Righto, 4 Hard Reality. Number 8, Akachita, 13, Shot You, came out of race 7. 2 was Fighter, 280. 6 Mahogany Bay, 480. Number 1, Split, $5. 3 in the Zone, 550. After that, it's 12 or better.
Sure, I liked Oz Fighter. Very keen on it. Gay and Adrian had this horse. It's one of the Derby syndication. First run here for Cameron Crockett. Trialled brilliantly the other day at the Brook and won a trial by nearly 8 lengths. Sam Clinton rode it. It was taken on in front in the trial and just bolted in. And Sam, she never let it go. What a race at Hawkesbury for Gay and Adrian back in May. Placed at Hawkesbury. I think it'll win. Night Oz Fighter. Second pick, number 9, Euro Air. This is a double figures. Had very good form last prep. Digger goes aboard. Got a bad barrier, but I give it a chance. 3 in the Zone. 1 Willa Gosford. 2 runs back. Got the impression the bigger track will suit, however. And number 1, Spilt. Did nothing first up. Rod Northamar Thompson. This is the horse that won the English Challenge on Scone Cup Day. $100,000 race. He'd want to improve on the first up run. He's got a big weight and an ordinary barrier, but he could run a place for sure. 2, 9, 3, and 1.
Out of the last 2, Apache Bell, 7 Umber Poet, 9 Lights of Como, 11 Pleasure Bond, 13 Schnell. Favourite 3, Mo's Glory, is $3.50, 4 Marvellous, $4.80, along with 5 Lady Llewellyn, 1 Philadora, $6, 8 Drusilla, 7, 6 Red Rafflers, 8, number 10 Santa Margarita, 9, and then a big gap, $34 or better the rest.
Four favourites here, including the favourite. I'm with the favourite, Mo's Dory. Dan Northy gets a good chance here to win a race on his home track. The barriers have been tricky, but he did run into Burning Crown, Coonabarabran, a City Saturday class horse who won the race clearly. And this horse just got held up a bit inside the 100 or 150. Then Dan dragged him around the horse in front of him and he got beat about 4 lengths, but I've got no doubt Burning Crown will beat any of these by more than 4 lengths. And I think Mo's Glory got a bad alley, but it's a big track here and they get an opportunity. I think it can win. I put the stablemate in for a second, Philadora. Tommy Berry was going to ride him, which meant he was only going to have 57. And that's why I originally had him in for second. And Tommy's at Hawkesbury and RT ride, so he's going to carry the full 60. But, of course, you know, Robert compensates for that. If he strikes form, it's Mia, by the way. She could definitely run a place. 5, Lady Llewellyn and number 10, Santa Margarita, are both trained by Cameron Crockett, and they'll both run well. 3, 1, 5 and 10. I've got 2 good things, Mother's Day and Sir Clooney. I think they're in races 3 and 4, Sean.
All right. Now, Gary, we'll have you back for the whip round later on and get your thoughts there too for yep. Scone. Now, just the field is out and the barrier draw for the Hunter on Saturday.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Now, La Romaine is drawn 15, Home of the Brave 13, Graff from 8, Brave Song 19, Tactical Vantage 12, Invincible Gem 14, Savagnano 18, Redoubled 17. Gee, they've all drawn out wide, a lot of these toppies. Bonhomie is drawn well in 6, Manicure, it's drawn 16, Renewal from 2, Fiesta out of 4, Siren's Fury 9, Sir Plush from 7, Jonker 3, and the Emergency's Goodfella 10, Sandbar 11, Live and Free 5, and Miss Fabulous has drawn 1. But, gee, a lot of those main fancies are drawn wide, Gary.
Yeah, they have. Lee Romaine, and there was another one you said there. Gee, it's a cracking race. Absolutely. It is $1 million, you'd expect, Tom Ray, but it is a cracking race. Graf's not too bad off there in Barrier 8, the favourite.
Yeah, he's doing probably one of the best. Him and Bonhomie, he's drawn 8 and Bonhomie drawn 6.
Are any of the Emergencies drawn inside him?
Yeah, you've got, actually a couple of them are. You've got Miss Fabulous out of 1, Live and Free 5, so 2. That'll come into Barrier 6, Graf.
Yeah, perfect.
And Bonhomie out of 4.
Yeah. Both perfectly drawn are the two locals. You know, She probably won't get a run, but apart from Back and Graf, I was going to throw something each way, Miss Fabulous.
Yeah, it's run on all right the last couple, hasn't it?
Yeah, she's just, you know, she had so much to learn about racing in her previous prep or two, but, you know, she's getting better, and she's a knockout sort of horse. And barrier one, if she got a run, you know, at about 20 to 1, you know, I'd have something on her. But I really like Graff in the race. 1,300, he may even want a bit further, but it is a cracking race, no doubt.
All right, mate. We'll catch you in a bit over half an hour at the whip around.
Good as a goal. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Harley at Scone. It is 27 to 11. Scott.